What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And it looks like we have a caller already calling on in. And as soon as I see who it is, well, I'll tell you, I'm going to do a little bit of news and then I'll take the call. Judge Napolitano has weighed in on Biden's comment about all children are ours. There's no such thing as other people's children, except, of course, for Hunter's little daughter. Again, it's collectivist socialist thinking. And what's really kind of weird, and maybe mental illness is passed on, mother to child, Chelsea Clinton is out there. And now remember, this is a lady who previously said that a person with a beard and a penis can absolutely be a woman. And she's now out there pushing the idea it's time to allow young children to enjoy hardcore pornography. Okay? And I think that's a little sick. Apparently, Chelsea Clinton said, porn books for children are a vital way for kids to learn about themselves. I don't know about that part with the whips and chains here. Anyway, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you have a good... How you reading me here?
Pretty yeah, good. I can hear you. Yeah, we good.
Yeah, yesterday, Mike, I called in about something totally unrelated. About four calls later, a gentleman named David from Maryland called in.
Yes.
And he was... In all the years I've called in, Mike, I've never personally attacked anybody. You've never heard me do that. If I've called in, it's always been about policy or an idea, but never the person themselves. And
yes.
Yesterday, this guy couldn't reconcile he passes for his mind that somebody can marry a black person and have a black kid and be against affirmative action, and that somehow that the justice of everybody should be, there should be a meritocracy in a multi-ethnic, multi-religious, that you can't have anybody favored or over anybody else. It's got to be on hard work and merit. And somehow this stammering fool could not reconcile that in his mind. I just don't understand it, he said. Clearly the guy doesn't like me. Fine. I can stand not having some moron, some mental midget not liking me, but you don't have to attack personally. If you don't like the ideas, attack the ideas. He didn't even know what affirmative action was. He stammered and says, what is it called when you have somebody who gets a job and they're not qualified? Well, he knows the injustice there, right? He's saying
yes.
The injustice. He's not articulate enough to even know what it is, but at least he knows what the injustice is. That's what I'm talking about, Dave. I'm talking about the injustice of it all. And I got to say, the Roosevelt comment, Teddy Roosevelt, Mike,
yes.
I've heard you say it before, about being the man in the arena.
Yes.
You're the man in the arena. Everybody else calls in, and they're anonymous, and they can say what they want to say. But your name is on that show, and your livelihood, your freedom.
Well, a little reminder, I don't get paid for doing this.
Well,
okay.
That's a shame.
I want to be clear on that. I don't get paid for doing this.
Yeah. But
okay.
But the point is, you're at risk for having these opinions that you have. You're for freedom of speech. You stand
yeah.
by it. You're a pillar of it. You're a man in the arena. When you're in a marriage, and it's an interracial marriage, and particularly a black and white interracial marriage in 2023, there's a lot of arena there.
Yeah.
There are times when I said on the air, to be a black conservative, it requires physical courage. Not only mental, because they will actually come at you. And that's, listen, I've had to go through that my whole life, where I go to one side of the family, And I say what I say. I say because I believe in it. I believe it's right. And you have, I mean, somebody like Mental Midget Dave doesn't understand that, you know, that takes a little more than him calling in and saying, well, I just don't understand it. Well, I understand it. And it's not, when it's not right and you stand up for it, when you stand up for freedom of speech, or I stand up for, like, meritocracy, or whatever it might be, there's a price to be paid for that sometimes. You have no idea. Maybe you do, Mike. He certainly doesn't. What it takes, even on my own side of the family that is largely woke, you know, I run into that problem as well. But it's particularly bad when you're saying things that I say, which I believe in. I believe in meritocracy. I believe that there's a problem with black crime. I believe there's a problem with black underachievement. And by the way, my daughter didn't need affirmative action to get into Harvard. She was a valedictorian, and she maxed her ACTs. All right? We just went to the junior day. President of this, vice president of that, Nobel Prize winners coming up and telling me how great she is. But nevertheless, I raised a kid more successfully. I raised a black kid more successfully than probably any of the black kids out there, and the black guys out in the audience. It's hard enough to raise any kid. You try doing that in an interracial situation. It's tough when they're taught every day, which I talk about, CRT. So it's very personal. It's personal to me when I talk about the military, because I've seen tracer rounds coming at me. I know what that feels like. There's perspective in all this, right? There's being in the arena and knows how it feels. I know how it feels to be an enlisted man. I know how it feels to be drafted. I know how it feels to be an officer and lead people whose lives are at stake along with your own. There's a personal perspective. And Dave, go back to cooking your rock crabs, or I hope they were cooking and they're not on your genitals or something. You might want to try ointment for that one. But you know, think about that, because it takes a little more sometimes to be the man in the arena. And when you're talking about the interracial stuff, and you're living in an interracial marriage, particularly a black and a white one, it's tough, Mike. It's very tough. I could tell stories all day long. I won't, but I could tell you stories all day long, and not just from extended members, from my wife even. So it's a hard thing to do, and to have to stand by your principles on that. So, you know, it's a hard thing for you to do it. You're not making money here, but you ought to be making, you know, $15-20 million a year. However, what can I tell you? That's my rant. I should have been talking about, and I will say it right before I get off, there's no way that Putin gets attacked in the Kremlin or in his private residence without American intelligence and satellite tracking and guidance on that. There's no way that happened without American involvement. So, but let's get to some real news. And thank you for sticking up to me, Mike, when you said, well, maybe he loves her. Well, yeah, maybe it is. And maybe he believes in justice and meritocracy. So thank you for sticking up for me. And I've never attacked anybody else, but that was pretty low. And I know you've gone in the past and said you don't tolerate attacks on even political people's private lives. But I got attacked yesterday. Anyways, that's it for me, Mike. Thank you very much for listening. You there?
I'm sorry. I put my pot down here for a little bit. Anyway, Peter, thank you very much for those kind words, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bruce in Texas. Okay. Yeah, I'm not hearing Bruce either.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right. Was about to hit the little red button on you there. What's going on?
Oh, you know, I just did an update to my phone, and they reinstall all this garbage that you take off in the first place, and then you got to go back through. I got to go back through it and delete all that garbage again. So it's acting up now. But anyhow, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, maybe the Navy ought to bring back the village people. How about that?
I thought about that when I first saw that story.
You can be what you want to be in the Navy. You can turn from a she to a she. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a joke, man. It's a joke. And these snowflakes, what if they do get into the military? I mean, how are they going to do boot camp now? If you can't defend them, you can't yell at them.
The way they're going, it's going to be high heel camp.
What would Patton do? I mean, can you imagine? He would be spending a $30,000
a year. Yeah, I definitely would see a lot of more the recruits getting slapped around. Told him, man,
he'd wear out his elbow, wouldn't he? Yeah, I was wondering about this drone strike. Putin wasn't sleeping there, so I'm not sure if they really had good intelligence or not. You know, I do realize they do get targeting information. The military does. These are more like saboteurs, I guess. What I've been hearing on RT is that they're probably located inside of Russia and they snuck the stuff in. You know, because Russians and Ukrainians, they're almost interchangeable in that area of Europe. You know, they can very easily meld in, especially if they speak Russian. So.
Yes.
But, you know, I think that they're trying to elicit a response from Putin that would jack up the war, maybe bring NATO in. That's what Zelensky's been hoping for all this time.
Yeah, but again, as I pointed out, in NATO's charter, they're not allowed to accept a new nation that is already in the middle of a territorial dispute. Ukraine's eligibility for NATO ended with Russia's special military operation.
You know, they can always make an exception, too, if they really want to. The rules mean nothing to these people.
I agree on that one, but again, over in Hungary, Viktor Orban is very much opposed, and admission to NATO has to be unanimous by all the current members.
Yeah, right. And on the overpopulation thing, I mean, I see it here where I live, and it decreases quality of life and all that. But the thing is, to do it in a way that's not genocidal, you can incentivize maybe having surgery done.
Biological weapon that targets certain racial groups, you know, or you can start a good world war, because that really tends to cut back the population a lot.
Yeah, that does too. It is a problem, and that's the real environmental impact. You know, every illegal alien or every alien that comes to the United States from maybe Central America, they increase their ecological footprint by like fivefold.
Yes.
You know, and so where's the outcry about that? I don't know. And the Peter, you know, that was well put. And I heard that call too. And just on a personal level, you know, I have my enemies. But their enemy, you know, my enemies, are pretty low class people and pretty vulgar, so I don't worry about them. Don't worry about them, Peter. Just people are gonna spout off, but don't let it bother you. And thanks for taking my call.
All right, you've got it, and we're gonna go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm gonna have to ask you to consult with Claire a little bit on since you're yoked up with her, as the expression goes, about speaking things into existence. You mentioned in the first hour maybe a nuke in Kentucky. Was that because of the Derby?
It was just the first place that popped into my mind. Don't take it personal.
Well, it would be a heck of a terrorist attack, I guess you could say, that would shake things up. But, you know, and if they could blame it on Russia or whoever the boogeyman of the moment is, Iran maybe,
From the point of view of Washington, D.C., pretty much the rest of the planet are all boogeymen.
Yeah, I'm looking right at Churchill Downs, about, I don't know, two and a half miles away. I can see the spires from here. So I'm bugging out, though, pretty quick, and on the wrong side of Kentucky for me. But I guess you've followed some of this economic implosion stuff. I've read something about a bank that's lost 30 times its value, went from something like 150-some dollars down to five something for the stock in the last few days.
Well, on the stock market, they traded, they halted trading on these three banks, you know, because their stock was just plunging.
70 major bankruptcies, supposedly, in the first quarter of 2023, too. That's Hayes writing, J.D. Hayes. I don't know who he's writing for there, but I don't know. Anyway, economic implosion. So, yeah, let's not speak things into existence, but I know what you're thinking there. Since I've seen your illustrated version several times, short and long version of All Bankers Are or All Wars Are Bankers' Wars.
Yes.
Then when you said you don't get paid to do what you do, I have more ammunition from that as well, that not only do you not get paid, I don't get paid, and I probably have never been paid, and nobody has been actually paid since probably 1964, where you could go cash your paycheck into silver. Or, well, 1967, I think you could take a paid silver certificates and cash them in to when they closed that window for JFK's silver-backed United States notes or the silver certificates.
Now, that may have been one of the reasons he was assassinated.
Could be, but I don't think any of us have actually been paid. In a debt-based or credit economy, a debt is merely discharged, as I understand it. You don't actually pay it. It just divests its power to come back on you, but the debt still exists.
Well, I think for most people, you know, these paper notes and coins represent units of, units of value that you use to conduct commerce. And most people don't think about the actual reality of how our monetary system has transformed since this nation was founded. And it is a change to benefit the bankers. And the bankers have done really, really well. And we, the American people, are not doing all that well. We're doing rather poorly, in fact.
Well, anybody can invest in the debt of the United States, which is money, or so-called money, the scrip, is loaned in circulation. So,
yeah, it is.
And if you look at Black's Law Dictionary, a definition of a Federal Reserve note is that it's in the likeness of a note. It doesn't promise to pay any dang thing. And it is a direct obligation of the people of the United States. I don't know about you, but I didn't agree to that. So I'm going to declare it odious.
I'm not sure that odious applies directly to that. Odious debt is normally considered to be debt incurred by the government for other than the benefit of the people. So, for example, if our government borrows a bunch of money to build a new highway system, that is a legitimate debt that we, the American people, are responsible for. But if the government is borrowing money to wage war on other countries or to spy on us, that would be considered odious debt, and in the event of the collapse of the U.S. government, we, the American people, would not be considered liable for that, the odious portion of the debt.
Well, in the 70s, I found, and of course I wasn't taught this, and I would still give a silver Franklin half dollar if anybody could find me my 7th and 8th grade American government book, because I don't believe it had the 4th paragraph of the 14th Amendment, and I happened across a government book from a county over in eastern Kentucky where the boy was not taught. He wrote notes out. He was not taught anything but the first paragraph of the 14th Amendment in his notes. But it was in the book. So point being is anytime we try to rise up against what we see going on, they can borrow as much money as they want to suppress the insurrection that they may have created. How's that for a rigged situation?
Yeah. Well,
I'll let you go.
They're going to just raise the debt ceiling, and yeah, I mean they're borrowing money for the wars. They're borrowing money to spy on us, and it really is out of control. Anyway, thank you for the call, Mike. Yeah. We got to take another break for commercials. The phone lines are really loaded up, so we'll be back after these few words.
D Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? Always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are definitely loaded up. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, young man? Hello to you and that gorgeous gal, Claire. Hey, hats off to you, gal. You did make a funny joke earlier that I got a good chuckle out of. I couldn't recite to you what it was that you said, but it gave me a good laugh, so I needed that. Thank you.
Okay, well, you know, I try and keep this from being, you know, the situation is very grave here, and, you know, sometimes I want to break the you know, the mood and try and lighten things up a little bit just so we don't get overwhelmed with the enormity of what's going on right now.
Well, it's what's called levity. So
yeah,
it does
relief.
Thank you. Anyway, it's go figure. As far as the, where do I start from? As far as the aspect, I think it was yesterday, it was a mention about that, parents were going and having their two-year-old child sex mutilated, or whatever the case is, and that's putting it politely. If they're that concerned about what the child's sex is, then why don't they have an ultrasound done while they're in vitro, whatever, as far as the ultrasound is concerned? they might get an answer there. Because if need be, if you want to ruin that child's life, don't bring them into the world. I mean, that's not advocating that everybody should go out and abort their child because they don't like the sex that the child is. But you know something? That child is a blessing. Their sex that they're born is a blessing. Unless there's something funky going on physiologically or genetically after they're given birth to into the world. They are a gift. Just like everybody else that's chosen to come into this world up to now is a gift. We're all here for a purpose. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We chose to come here, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could go off into a whole esoteric rant about that fiasco. But now, as far as the thing with the political tribe going on with Robert Kennedy making a comment about regarding Assange and Snowden, I'm just wondering who's going to be the next politician that puts those their hat in the proverbial ring, as it were, other than Joey Boy, that's going to make a comment about the 1,000 or 2,000 plus people that were arrested back in 2020 and thrown in prison, let alone being arraigned or whatever. They're just going through a detainment on flimsy ideas. For that matter,
I think you mean evidence, very flimsy evidence.
Yeah, well, the question is, what politician is going to throw that into the mix and says if they're elected, they're going to, because I mentioned about that before a while back, maybe a month or so ago. And I'm just wondering if they're planning on using those people as leverage. And if they do, that is reprehensible because they should never have been thrown in prison or detention, period, from the start.
Well, no, they were arrested and thrown into prison, you know, to send a message to the rest of the United States not to stand up to the you know, election fraud and corruption that we're seeing in front of us. And
you're
whether
right.
or not any of the candidates is going to talk about getting these people out of prison is going to depend on how the American people feel about those January 6 protesters, because they've been propagandized that these people were violent, that they were trying to destroy our Capitol building, that they were a danger to members of Congress. And if that propaganda was effective and the majority of the American people actually believe these January 6 protesters deserve to be in jail, then no candidate is going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Well, you're right about that, except for one thing. They thought wrong. The people are not going to tolerate that. And obviously the people are speaking out and they're putting their word out there and saying, you know, we know what the truth is. You can hide it from us, but we know what it is. Get with your life and release these people. They are overdue for, dare I say, what is the terminology? Reparations for what they have been through. Now, if anybody can...
Reparations.
Thank you. Well, I can't get my tongue untied at the moment.
Yeah.
But for people that are claiming that from like previous decades and centuries and so forth, these people deserve every bit of that because of their lives being destroyed, not to mention their families being destroyed. Now, how does that fit with family values? How does that fit with no child left behind? It don't.
Mm-hmm.
It does not. And I don't expect Joy Boy to do that kind of maneuver to start with because he's incompetent of more coherent thought, let alone a straw being sticked into a bottle of Ensure to drink from. But anyway, enough of that. I'll have lime coconut and pineapple with my pumpkin pie, and I'll think about the rest of it. I can't do Corona no more. It's been corrupted by a drag queen. Later.
Yes, you're right about that. All right. Well, thank you for the call. We got to take a break here for some commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to Bregan in Wisconsin. Hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Thanks for your show. And in lieu of giving throwing kind words at you because you already know who you are, I'm going to redirect those to Peter in California because people, in my opinion, would be very lucky to have a dad like that because I have a father who's a good man, but boy, oh boy, is his brain just jellified watching the choice bovine excrement coming over the cable waves, as you say. And that's unfortunate, but you deal with what you can. And then the gentleman in Kentucky and the gal from North Carolina, he sounds like the best friend of my best friend. But they're all, you have a solid listenership. I've tried to donate to the address via snail mail in Round Rock, Texas over the years. And
good, thank you.
And your producer as well, twiddling the dials, as he used to say. Anyway, so moving right along, I feel that there, I called in yesterday, but I feel that there is a mounting cavalcade of can I say shiatsu? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
But I think that things are coming together at the same time, and we're looking at several crises that people aren't going to be able to deal with mentally just from watching their nightly news alone.
Okay.
But the situation with Ukraine, I've never even seen an official reason for going into Ukraine from Russia, but that's okay because that would be like us calling the pot calling the kettle black with fomented wars and not only that, the All Wars Are Bankers Wars film, I was scoffed at years ago for many things from employees.
Yep.
and I wanted to say that if Russia's sitting back and taking these body blows, there's going to be a point of no return. This is crossing the Rubicon in honor of...
I think those drones fired at Putin's residence may have been the point of no return.
Gosh, because he's not the type to take that lightly.
Nope.
And nor is FSB and other different departments. So the next step, and we know that the marionette who occupies the Lincoln bedroom or whatever, he's not running the show. We know that the crazies in the basement are doing what they do. And so I'm worried that what did Hillary say that one time when she did her thing at CFR? She said, "Good to be here, CFR, so I can come and get my marching orders." Well, she wasn't kidding.
No, she wasn't.
She was honest for at least one point. So, I don't know if anyone touched on it, but with all that in mind and stuff like, you know, they're gonna come after people in Kentucky and Tennessee. I've already seen the x-rays. Where is a safe fallback place? Because I've told you before, I like being in Wisconsin, but that's not even a safe haven, really. So,
no.
The Dakotas, maybe, I don't know, maybe Barbados, if John were still with us, you know, but...
Well, Barbados is kind of crowded already, and if there is a world war... there will be a war in the Atlantic as well as the Pacific. I think a general rule of thumb right now in our society is to get out of the urban environments and get as rural as you can, which, you know, Claire and I did. We're here in the middle of Indiana farmland now, and, you know, everything's a 40-minute drive to get to. So we're pretty much out there in the boonies.
Yeah, I'm in the boonies too, and I have, as I've told you before, I have tons of Hoosier family, but the main point is, I think it's going to come down to the Jamie Dimon land grab attempts. So they're going to, in Braveheart, the problem with the Scots is that there are too many Scots. Scotland,
yes,
is that there are too many Scots, and they're going to basically wait us out as being a little bit older, or they will monetarily bleed us out, and with the shock and awe of cemented financial issues, so we will be forced. Many people we will be forced to take the government handouts and move into cities. And lastly, I was wondering what you thought about the mandatory COVID passports, because that's coming online really quickly. And my fiance and I are we're not going to deal with that. What's your opinion?
Well, I don't think it's going to be quite that dire. But, you know, all governments seek more control over their population. And the downside of the computer revolution is, you know, the government has tools available to it that they did not have like 40 or 50 years ago. And they do not hesitate to use them. And so they want everybody, you know, categorized and cataloged and, you know, inventoried in some computer somewhere to basically, you know, scan with artificial intelligence programs looking for anybody who might prove difficult to, you know, the regime. And that's kind of where we are right now. We seem to have lost our republic and our democracy. It bothers me to say that. But I'm just looking at what's going on right now. I think the only thing that is going to save us is if there is a Soviet Union-style collapse of the central government, and whether it's going to be triggered by an economic crash or whether there's simply going to be so many scandals that the public just simply just tunes Washington, D.C. out. But other than that, I think future generations are really going to wonder how the heck we let this all happen.
Yes, and I remember many of your quotes over the years. And regard one last snippet, computers. If you were to buy a computer right now, let's just say a decent laptop.
Yeah.
Any opinion on that? Because I remember you saying that encryption is a facade. There is no real encryption without doing snail mail and having P2P code.
Well, that's not entirely accurate. You know, this new government bill they're looking at, the Restrict Act, would make the use of VPNs and encryption illegal. Okay? Doesn't matter what's in the message. The fact that you used your Captain Midnight secret decoder ring is going to get you thrown in jail. But we've known all along that the NSA, you know, had a very, very hard time cracking the Bletchley Park, cracking the Enigma machine. And the NSA is not able to break the codes like they want you to think. And we actually issued a challenge to the NSA a few years ago where I simply came up with my own encryption system, and I developed it on an air-gapped computer, posted it to the website. Nobody ever broke that code. So the way the NSA gets around the fact that anybody with a little software experience can write an unbreakable code is they say, you will use these codes, and they all have a backdoor built into it. The Clipper chip had something called the Law Enforcement Assistance Package, and or rather field. It was called LEAF, the Law Enforcement Assistance Field, which basically whatever key you set for your message was re-encrypted and put in that law enforcement field. Same thing with the DES, the Data Encryption Standard. They limited the length of the key to make it easier to break, but then somebody discovered that there was a hidden packet of your original key inside there. And there was even a scandal some years ago when Microsoft basically included an encryption standard within their machines. Somebody they released one of the updates without stripping out what's called the symbol table information, and it was discovered that there were multiple keys to the encryption system in the Microsoft operating system. One of them was labeled NSA key. So yeah, it's all backed up. The NSA is in your cell phone, your smartwatch, and you know, if you're really doing anything that you don't want anybody spying on, microwave ovens make a great Faraday cage. Just don't turn it on, obviously, with your watch and phone in there.
So do some cookie tins. And lastly, I'll look it up. I'll get with Bruce Schneier and Shadow Stats, whatever. But do you remember Research in Motion Blackberries? I think that they got they had an offer, and then they had an offer that they couldn't refuse, and they had that huge security breach. Oh, shockingly, right after they were asked to give over the backdoor keys, basically. And same thing with Apple. And the board of Apple changed very quickly after Steve Jobs was not the captain. But that's a topic for another Oprah Winfrey show. So,
yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Michael. We all appreciate what you do.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And we're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Mike, for taking my call. I wanted to call in about one thing, but I got to add something on about Peter and the guy that made the comment about his wife. You know what? A thing between a man and a woman and a lifetime commitment and everything else like that, especially to raise children, I think he's a great guy. I love him as a caller and everything else like that. I think that other dude was wrong in making those comments. The other thing I wanted to say was, Barack Obama, the time he got in as president, that dude seemed to be campaigning for the next term and then the next term. You know, I mean, the whole 8 years, what got done besides giving our country away in the 8 years that Barack Obama was in charge?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, well, he set Joe up, that's for sure. And then
yes,
the last thing I want to say is that, people, if you call into the show, plan on what you want to say, what you want to talk about, how many topics, but cut down the ums. Anybody that uses 15 or 20 ums in a minute should be cut off. Okay, because I'm sorry to say this, but I mean, I hear a lot of people, I'm sorry if they stutter or anything else like that. I don't, but you don't need to say that many times. Okay, so get out what you want to say, and you can listen online to Mike's reaction and everything else like that. So thank you for your call, Mike, and you have a great day.
Well, thank you very much for the call here, and we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I'm hearing very little, even on the alternate news today about what just happened. I think it was this morning with that drone strike, or attempted drone strike. And it was really an attempted assassination on Vladimir Putin. I don't know. I mean, you know, even during the Cold War, all right, and I remember the Cold War well, as I'm sure you do.
Oh, yes.
There's certain things you just didn't do. You didn't try to assassinate each other's leaders. Matter of fact, after JFK was murdered by the CIA, and I think that's pretty factual now, supposedly LBJ was worried that the Soviet Union was behind it. And he was concerned about a nuclear war. That's supposedly. I think LBJ knew very well who assassinated Kennedy, you know. But now, I mean, you know, these people are crazy. They don't understand that whatever, you know, they can do the same thing. They have the ability to take out, I hate to call them out presidents because I don't consider them a president, but whoever sits in the White House, they have the ability to go after whoever attends Downing Street. And they can even go after this phony king, you know, that there was he coronated or he's about to be coronated?
It's happening in a few days. I'm not planning on tuning in, but, everyone's going to say, Your Majesty, and he's the king. But the actual operating government of the United Kingdom is Parliament and the Prime Minister.
Supposed to be, but I'm not so sure. I think the king has way too much say in what goes on. I understand MI6 is actually more loyal to the royal family than they are to the and Downing Street.
So, okay,
but that's besides the point. But I'm saying, you know, Russia has the ability to act in kind. They certainly could take out Zelensky anytime they wanted. I think they probably kept him alive for negotiating purposes. You know, but. It just makes no sense. And I mean, and then, of course, there's a potential for all-out nuclear war. I don't know, Mike. I don't think, every time I think there's hope that we will survive all this, I'm not so sure. What do you think?
I know exactly how you feel. You know, I always look for the best case scenario, but this is a very scary time. If you go over to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists and their doomsday clock, that hand is closer to noon or midnight, whatever you want to call it, than it has at any other time. We're in more danger of a nuclear war than even during the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And obviously, for those of us old enough to remember how horrible these nuclear weapons are, it's a very, very scary situation.
And then again, too, if, let's say, God forbid, they had succeeded in killing Putin, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You see this guy, Medvedev. Yeah, anyway, this guy was considered kind of moderate before, mild-mannered.
Yeah.
This guy's a pit bull, boy. So you're going to have somebody like that in there, and look out. Or even maybe the guy headed to Chechnya, what's his name? That would... The big beard there?
I'm blanking on it. Yeah. But yeah, if they took out Putin, they may get somebody even more hardline in there. I mean, Putin is already having friction with the more hardline elements of his party. And if Putin were to be removed, we could see somebody in charge of the Russian military who's a lot more willing to turn that little brass key.
Yeah, I could pretty much guarantee you that they're going to get somebody a lot more militant, a lot more of a hothead than Putin. Because Putin, well, despite what a lot of people think, Putin is basically a diplomat. He tries to settle things diplomatically.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes he gets a little naive, like when he settled with the Minsk agreement. And it turned out that they basically made a fool out of him, you know?
Yeah.
Angela Merkel admitted it herself later on. So, I mean, you know, all I can say, they better be careful, because I think the history, the civilization, and maybe the existence of this planet depends on it. And that's all I got to say, Mike, you know?
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're getting close to the end of the show. We're going to skip our final break. We're actually skipping our final break. Al in Canada, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hate to add more bad news. But you already know this stuff, I guess. When Barack Obama came in, you know, the United States debt was a lot lower.
Yeah.
There was a major banking crisis brewing,
yep.
Right? Anyway, under Barack Obama, the United States money supply more than doubled.
Yes.
Right? That's a lot of inflation. And, of course, you know, if you look at the Federal Reserve balance sheet in that time, it went up. Yeah. Yeah, it went from like 1 trillion to 4, right?
Yes.
I'm looking at this right now in Trading Economics, right? So you know the site. Anyway, you know, Trump gets in and the money supply actually starts to shrink as the economy's taking off. How do you figure that happened? And then after 2020, once again, you know, the money supply in the United States goes from a little over $3 trillion to, I think it's about $57 trillion now. Or, sorry, $3 trillion to $5.7 trillion.
And yeah, I was going to say that other number sounded a little unrealistic.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, the Federal Reserve's bank balance sheet jumped, you know, as well. It went from just over $4 trillion to it almost hit 9. I think it's at 8.4 or something like that right now, trillion. But, Mike, we're on the verge of this now, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the debt held by the debtor, which is the Federal Reserve, because it does issue debt,
yes,
is 9 times greater than it was in 2009, right? The United States federal debt has tripled from around $11 trillion to almost $33 trillion now.
Yes.
And on top of that, And, you know, just to make it sound more dire. I mean, how could it be any more dire? Mike, the United States is rapidly losing, reserve currency status.
Which oh, yeah, that's going to be the death knell. You know,
yeah.
Because what else do you need
off.
The dollar for other than purchasing energy? You know, the United States doesn't really make much of anything anymore, except we still make weapons, but these are being exposed as, you know, overpriced pieces of bloated junk. I mean, the Gerald R. Ford is finally on its first operational deployment,
yeah.
full deployment. I mean, they did a little kind of a shakedown cruise, but it's out there now, and it's still dealing with all kinds of problems.
And honestly, what difference will that make? That one little vote won't make any difference in the world. Nothing.
The point I'm making is people are going to stop taking dollars in trade because they've got, you know, they can't buy anything with them. You know, if the petrodollar collapses and everybody's buying their oil in their own indigenous currencies, then they don't need U.S. dollars anymore. That's the plain, hard reality.
Yeah, that's the only thing holding this whole Ponzi scheme together.
Yep.
At that point, you know, they've already got a backup plan they're working on, which, of course, are the digital currencies. You've talked about this before. And one of the scariest aspects about this digital currency is they could put a time limit on this thing. So, you know.
Yeah, they could do that. You know, you've earned this
save.
Money, and you've got to spend it before next Thursday or it simply goes away. And
that's crazy.
You know,
there are actually situations
like that. Anyway, listen,
yeah.
Al, we're almost
Thank
to the end of
much.
The show, and I need to try and get some more calls in. The lines are loaded up, and I'm not going to be able to get to all the callers. Dan in Washington State, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To me, it's actually good news that the Army can't get the number of recruits, and I think some of it's obesity, but they're saying that these Zoomers, you know, these younger kids, they're basically one extreme or the other. They're basically a, kind of a tranny or a Nazi. You know, it's what a lot of people are saying.
Mm.
And, you know, if you're a young white kid, seeing what the federal government, being raised by, white privilege propaganda, the immigration, the white replacement, you'd have to be a fool, really, to join the U.S. Army.
I certainly wouldn't. I mean, when I was in high school, I toyed with the idea of enlisting in the Air Force in order to not be drafted into the infantry. But back then, my eyesight was really terrible. And, all I can say is thanks to my eye doctor, and my eyes work really, really good now. Okay, we are at the end of the show. Thanks for the call, Dan. My apologies to all the other callers waiting on hold. We couldn't get to you. Please try and call in tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William McCallum is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Put it all over social media. Same thing with whatreallyhappened.com. We're trying to grow our audience and our reach and bring more information to more Americans. Have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.